Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the VRO. Today is August 3rd, 2012, and today we have a great interview lined up for you with the director of the new movie, Home Run Showdown, Oz Scott. Welcome to the VRO, Oz.
Thank you very much.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
That's awesome. We are so happy to have you on here. We're so excited about this movie, and we got a few questions to ask you, and you ready to get started?
Yeah, let's go.
All right. Our first question is, could you tell us what it was like filming Home Run Showdown?
What I like saying is we had fun. We had fun. It was a great cast. Matthew Lillard, Dean Cain, Annabeth Gish, Barry Boswick, Wayne Duvall, Kyle Kirk, Emma Hess. I mean, we had a wonderful cast. We had a lot of fun, and I think that's the big thing about doing a movie is having fun.
Yeah, you got to be passionate about what you do.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, our next question is, how much training did the actors actually have to go through to get ready for this film, or did they have any at all?
Training in terms of the baseball and all of that.
Yeah,
we had a fabulous our baseball experts. We had consultants who had done some major baseball movies. They were excited because, like they said, we've done all these movies, but we've never done a triple play. And so we had to really orchestrate a triple play with, you know, because the movie has to do with the ground rule double, which is the fly infield fly rule, where if it's dropped, you know, you can't do it. And, of course, in the movie, Matthew Lillard, as the coach says, I don't like the infield fly rule. Why not have an infield grounder rule? Because that's just as easy to get a double play. So, you know, our actors, yeah. No, the kids had to go through some training. We had to work with them. Where are you going to be? What are you going to do? So, yeah. But, you know, but the kids could play baseball. All our kids could play baseball. So it wasn't that hard.
And that's one of the things that I've always noticed about baseball movies, because I've played baseball and I've read that you played baseball as well. One of the things that it doesn't matter how good the actors are, it's if they can actually throw a baseball and look like they're actually throwing the baseball. And in some of these movies, it's like you can tell that the person's never thrown a baseball in their life.
Yeah, I had a casting call. Maybe 2,000-3,000 kids came, and when the kids would walk in, I throw them a baseball. I just saw them as they walked in the room. I wanted to see how they caught the baseball, and then I wanted to see how they threw it back.
Oh, so that was like really a tryout.
Yeah, you just want to, and you know, it's just the motion. Do they know the motion?
Exactly. Exactly. And that was one of the things that I was really impressed with, is that you get people that can actually throw the baseball. Because, I mean, I like, you know, TV shows that have sports and baseball in it. And it, like I said, I can always tell when somebody doesn't know how to throw or catch. So
our kids knew. The one kid who did not play much, but I thought she did very well, was the girl, because she was really a soccer player. But she was very athletic, and her brothers are baseball players. So they really worked with her. And I just watched. She could catch anything. She could catch anything. And for me, that was impressive. I threw her anything, she could catch it. And a lot of, I mean, it wasn't that she knew what she was doing, but she had the athletic ability. And she was actually a wonderful actress. So, you know, that was fun. And her brothers, I guess her brothers worked her.
Yeah, big brothers, they can always work pretty good when it comes to sports.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of that, how did you get the baseball legends Darren Dalton, Gary Sheffield, and Dimitri Young involved?
Because we're in that area, they were there. You know, we had some of our baseball experts just put the balls in. and they showed up. I mean, I didn't even know Gary Sheffield was coming. You know, I turn around, and there's Gary Sheffield. And
hold on. Sorry, guy. Sorry. You there?
Yes, sir.
That was my. I didn't know Gary. I didn't know Gary was coming. And it was so much fun hitting those balls. And one of our little kids caught one of the Gary Sheffield fly balls. I said, you know, you can go around telling everybody, I caught Gary Sheffield.
yeah, a lot of kids can't say that. I mean, they do it for home run derby.
They can.
So, yeah, that's got to be very special. And, of course, Gary Sheffield, he was Atlanta Braves. So,
I love Gary
Sheffield.
Dimitri was phenomenal. You know, they what was fun was Mudhen Stadium one night, they were having, again, everybody's having so much fun. Even the groundskeepers were having so much fun. They let us, the crew, take batting practice all night long.
Oh, man.
And, of course, and Mudhen Stadium, the groundskeepers, I mean, they're phenomenal. I mean, all the baseball players walked in and said, oh, my God, this is a great, great field. This is well kept. And they said, we're going to keep – they kept it open, I think, till 10, 11 o'clock at night for the crew. And, of course, as the director, I had to get up there and say, I may not get it all over the wall, but it's going to hit the wall somehow. And I was taking some swings with that bat, and I got it. I got it to the wall. I got it to the wall. I said, okay, everybody – you see, I'm okay. But then the next day, Dimitri came in with his bat. I picked up that bat. I said, oh, man, I had a prop bat. If I had this bat, I would have really hit the wall. You could feel what those walls were like, those bats are like. You know, they had some weight to them.
Oh, yeah. They swing those real big ones. That what is about 30, what is it, 34?
No, he was. I think he was still hitting with a 32 or 33. I don't think there were. I didn't see any bat over 33. But but they still felt. There was some about him that felt solid.
Yeah,
there was something to him.
Yeah, those Louisville sluggers. Those are some thick bats.
Yes. Yeah. Because I remember as a kid, you always wanted to, I want to swing that 34, I want to swing that 34. But then you realize, well, major leaguers don't, they want the 32. They want that, you know, I just want to hit to get that hit.
Yeah, they want the fat part of the bat going across the plate. That's probably
right.
One of the reasons why.
Right.
Yeah, make more contact with the ball.
Right.
That is amazing.
What's that?
And Dean Cain, he was actually an athlete in high school, too. So I'm sure I bet you guys were going crazy.
Well, you know, and I got Dean, because it's not in the film, but I had Gary, I gave him the microphone, and I said, announce Dean Cain as Rico, as Kenny hit the ball over the, so I had Dean Cain get up there during the home run derby and hit some balls, and Dean and I did a TV series called Clubhouse about minor league, about major league baseball players. And
yeah,
Dean loves, he's a sports, he's a fanatic.
Yeah, he actually was drafted to the NFL.
Buffalo Bills.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Dean Cain, what was it like working with him again?
Dean Cain's phenomenal. This guy is like spot on. I was extremely impressed. You know, he played the bad brother. He had that. Dean's. I'm totally impressed. I just was totally impressed with Dean. I just loved him. He could play that crazy brother.
They had the Superman as the villain in this one, huh?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw a few clips of it with him, and it was like, I remember as a kid watching coaches, and he had it down pat, like, oh, yeah, good job, this kid. You know, it was just,
oh, you know.
Like he's been doing it for years.
You know, when I was a kid, you know, I was on a soccer team, and, you know, back in the day, the motto was kill, maim, and destroy. You do what you got to do. You know, take that player out. I mean, and Dean was that coach. Whatever you got to do, when you come in, you put that shoulder down, and you make sure that catcher drops the ball. There was no such thing as PC.
Oh, it's crazy how Little League, like, people, I don't know if people really understand how crazy Little League coaches can get.
Oh, yeah.
That stuff, like it's like, oh, man, I didn't make it, so I'm going to make it here.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, I tell the story, which is funny because, you know, somebody asked me, what is it about baseball that you really like? And I said, it's about teamwork. You know, you don't have to have the best team to win. You don't have the best players. You have to have the best team. And we've seen that so many times, you know, when Dunleavy was up in Portland, he had all these great players. But if they're not team players, you can do whatever you want. And when I coached I was one of the coaches on my son's team, they had a good team. But the coaches, we got in there and said, okay, the first three or four games, the catcher doesn't have the throw down to second. So let's work him. And you know what that's about.
Oh, yeah, definitely. If you don't have a good team, you're not going to do anything. I mean, that's been apparent this year with the Philadelphia Phillies. They got one of the highest, most talented teams, but they are not doing well.
Right, right. And I think that's what I wanted this movie to be about. It's teamwork. You know, our lead kid gets, you know, I'm going to make it. I'm going to carry the team on my back. I'm going to do it all. And when he gets benched, he's like, but they need me. And they said, hey, no, we don't need you. We need you to be a team player.
And I think that's one of the lost arts in today's society is teamwork. A lot of these shows you see on TV nowadays, they promote, oh, I want to be the superstar. I want to be the center of attention. And one of the things that I've always noticed is that, you know, the lack of teamwork in society today. And I think that this film is actually really, you know, really good at teaching kids that, hey, as a team, you can accomplish things.
Right, right.
And that was one of the questions I had, too, also, is why do you think family films / sports films like this one, they've been kind of lost in the Hollywood shuffle, is it? I mean, because there really hasn't been a film like this since I can remember as a kid.
Well, you know, it's funny because we've talked about that. Because when I was a kid, we used to go to Saturday matinees and, you know, we'd watch the Westerns, we'd watch something. But they've even gotten away from boy movies.
Yeah.
It may be that the girls pick the date movies, the boys don't pick the date movies. But, you know, and the boys, they're all wanting to go see Batman or some, you know, crazy stuff. But we don't have boy movies.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the things that when I was watching this, I was just like, you know what, there hasn't been, when I was a kid, we had a whole bunch of movies like this. Like, we had Little Giants, we had Sandlot,
right.
We had
right.
Bad News Bears. I mean, growing up, if you didn't see those movies, you weren't cool.
Right.
You know, you weren't hip to the game.
Yeah.
And those are good family movies, and I think that's one of the things that's missing today.
And what I try to do is, I want to do a film. When I do my films, I want to have something the adults can sit there and identify with, so they don't mind taking their kids to the movie.
Right.
And
that's what all those other movies had, is that an adult can sit there and enjoy it too and not be bored.
Right. Right.
That's really lost art. Okay, another thing, speaking of kind of a family place, I noticed in the locations that you filmed most of it in Michigan, but then there was a really odd place that you filmed in Toledo. Why Toledo?
Well, you know, Major League Baseball owns the rights to basically, they have control over a lot of the Major League Baseball stadiums. We really wanted to do Co-America Park. And I think the Illiges, who own the team, they were going to let us do it. Major League Baseball didn't sign off on it, but they allowed us to do, they said, okay, look for a minor league stadium. And Mud Hen Stadium is about an hour and a half south of Detroit. And so, and I'm telling you, Mud Hen Stadium is fabulous. So we use that as a major league stadium, and it has the look, and that's what we used. That's why we went down there.
Yeah, because I was watching a few specials on YouTube, and some of the people of Toledo were really excited about being filmed there because they were like, nothing ever comes here. So it was like, it seemed like you had a lot of participation for, like, you know, the stadiums being filled up and everything.
We do. But I'm telling you, Mud Hen Stadium is a phenomenal stadium. They've done a great job.
Well, how's the food there? Because, you know, that's one of the main things about ballparks. They got to have good food.
They actually have good food. They got good food. You know, they got their, oh, I forget what it is. They got their dogs, and they got, you know, Toledo's got some of their Toledo's got some good food. We had a good time there.
They have some good ballpark food, huh?
Oh, of course.
Well, here's a question as we, you know, we're getting into this big baseball debate. Do you think, as a person who grew up and played baseball and enjoyed the game, do you think that baseball is losing its American pastime status?
Have you ever been to Co-America Park?
No, I haven't.
I am telling you, Detroit can be dead. I mean, people aren't downtown. You pick when the Detroit Tigers are playing, it's phenomenal. You can't find parking. And I'll tell you something. We have to be real careful when we talk about what is and what isn't, because being in New York, being in L.A., being, you know, some of the major hubs, we forget what middle America is like. And when I was in Michigan, every bar, every restaurant, every gas station, any place that had a TV had baseball on it during baseball season. I'd wake up in the middle of the night, turn on the TV in the hotel room. They were doing repeats of five-year-old Little League World Series games. And I'm like, oh, my, this is deep. But so, you know, so I want to be real careful to say baseball is losing. I think there's some fascination that people feel. We're losing baseball, and basketball is becoming really strong. But I'm going to tell you, when I was in Michigan, baseball was everywhere.
Yeah,
so my question, like you said, you're from Georgia. I would say the same thing. People from, you know, I can't say baseball is losing. I think baseball is very strong places.
Right, and that here in Georgia, one of our big things is football. So that's why a lot of people around here talk football. So the South is really football, you know, oriented. But before football got really big around here, baseball was one of the big, like, you could turn the channels, and every channel you had the Braves, and then you had the Cubs, and,
right,
you know, ESPN, and I just noticed that here lately, you know, baseball really hasn't, you know, it's been kind of getting a backseat to football and basketball, you know, so, because you don't really hear about the trade, like, the big trades like you do in football and baseball.
You're right, I get it, and, but kids still play baseball. You know, you still got the Little League World Series. You still have, you know, the college games. So I will tell you, I was a little surprised when I went to Michigan, because we were trying to find a stadium. And you look at Michigan, at the Big House, and you look at that football stadium. Oh, my God. That is a stadium. They even added another, you know, but it was huge. But then I looked at their baseball stadium, and I was like, oh, this is like, this is tiny.
Yeah.
Actually, their softball stadium was much more impressive.
Wow.
Their softball stadium was, I was like going, maybe I can make their softball stadium work. But they had their baseball stadium, they had bleachers in the infield.
Huh.
I said, no, I cannot put bleachers. I cannot have bleachers in the infield.
Wow. And you would think with somebody like Prince Fielder going to Detroit that there would be a bigger.
You're right. You're right. You're right.
Maybe they spent all the money on him.
Yeah.
But yeah, because that was one of the big stories of this coming up baseball season. That was one that kind of got people back into talking about baseball again, with him being traded to the Tigers.
Right.
So that was one of the things that was something that I was happy to see. And plus, he won the Home Run Derby this year. All right. Well, another question we have for you. You've directed a lot of TV episodes. Do you prefer TV over movies?
You know what? It's like comparing apples and oranges. I love television, but I love movies for a whole different reason, because there's a different intensity. There's a different style. It's, you know, style in terms of the work. There's a different, you know, I mean, there's something nice about television. You got 7 days, 8 days, knock it out, move on. But there's something about the intensity and the intricacies and of movies that keep, you know, that go on and on, and you have to, you know, you work it. It's, you know, the different, the totally the apples and oranges.
Totally apples and oranges. I would guess that you would have a little more, I guess it would be, movies would have, you'd have more of a broader way of directing rather than TV shows, because you got to kind of speed through TV shows more so.
You know, I think in some ways I do the same, because I also direct a lot of theater. I'm working with the actors. I'm working with, you know, in film and television. In film you get to set the look. In television, the look has been set from the pilot or from a couple of the episodes, and you have to keep the look. In film, you get to create a whole new look, whatever it is.
That's awesome. All right, well, we're down to our last question, and that is, do you have any other projects besides this amazing project that you'd like to talk about with us?
I'm getting ready to do a whole bunch of, you know, shows this year. I'm doing CSI New York, Made in Jersey, Blue Bloods. I've got some, you know, I'm doing some sitcoms. I'm doing, you know, I'm always doing different types of things. So, you know, I got some films, other films that I'm working on, but nothing to talk about right now.
So this is the main one, and we are really excited about it.
Right now, this is what we're on. I guess this weekend we're at Ontario Mills in San Bernardino. We'll be popping up around the country. I hope people look for it. And, you know,
that's great. You guys are doing a tour for this movie, aren't you?
Yes, we're jumping around. You know, when you make these films, they can hit 1,000 theaters. The smaller films, you have to, like, do hits here, do hits there. I mean, when you do a big release on a film, even if it's only 200, 300, 400, 500 theaters, you're talking $10 million, $17, $20 million dollars for advertising. But when we do small films like that, it's really like, you know, we got to do a little bit here, a little bit there.
Yeah, word of mouth. kind of thing.
It's word of mouth. It's why I'm doing this. It's telling people, look out for home run showdown. Home run showdown, come to your neighborhood. It's something that is a fun film. We don't have films for kids, you know, where the parents can take their kids. We have a lot of animation. You know, don't get me wrong. There's some really great animation. There's some really great films out there. But, you know, just good, solid family films, we need more of them.
I agree. I totally agree. You've got to have that human connection that only a real-life movie like this can give you.
Yeah. And don't forget The Boys. You know, I love, you know, I did The Cheetah Girls. I had a great time with the girls, you know, Raven, Simone, all of them. It was fabulous. But let's don't forget The Boys. The Boys like films, too. And what I loved about doing this film is I want to do films that adults can go to and kids can go to, and they can all see something in it. And what was fun about doing this film, when I did screenings, the kids would sit there and say, I like this, and the adults would say, I like that. And we had to find that balance where, because the kids say, oh, I don't want the adult stuff, and the adults would say, ah, the kids stuff, forget the kids stuff. You know, but they appreciate both of it. So that was what was fun, too.
Well, I definitely appreciate you making this movie because I think, like I said before, I think this is definitely something that has been needed for a while.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're at the end of our interview. We need just one favor to ask of you. Could you do us a soundbite for the radio station?
Variety Online Radio. And everybody turn out. When you hear that Home Run Showdown is in your neighborhood, come on out. You'll enjoy it.